You've crushed it. You've made millions. But let us ask you something. If you stop working today, how long would it all last? For most people, that answer, it's not great.
Right now, everything you have built, your house, your car, the vacations you love, relies on you. If you stop, the money stops.
That's exactly why we created a community for people just like you. No fluff, no hustle or energy, just real self-made millionaires helping each other create wealth that actually lasts.
Ready to build a legacy? Join us now at join.builtbeyondme.com and take the first step towards lasting wealth.
Imagine this, no more grinding for another 10, 15, or 20 years just to keep everything afloat. What if your wealth could start working harder than you do?
In our community, we'll show you how to invest in income-producing assets like multifamily properties and build-to-rent developments. No messy tenant management, no complicated learning curve, just real scalable wealth.
It's not about making millions anymore. It's about keeping it, growing it, and passing wealth beyond you.
Don't just make millions, make them last. Build a future, build freedom. Join our community now at join.wealthbeyondme.com. And that is join.wealthbeyondme.com.
Have you felt that knot in your stomach every time you hear the word recession? Every return, people are talking about it. The real estate market is crashing. The stock market is tanking. Everything is about to collapse. And if you're like most people, every time the news flashes another doom and gloom headline, that sinking feeling in your gut gets worse. But here's a real question. Do you want to be at the mercy of the economy or do you want to control your own? By the way, I'm palming the other half of the Kitty Sisters. Our investment firm manages over $400 million in multifamily assets.
I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy. Together we make the Kitty Sisters.
We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investment.
This is Cash Flow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
I'm going to show you how to create your own personal economy that thrives regardless of market conditions, why private credit is one of the smartest investments during high interest rate periods, how you can potentially earn premium returns with less risk than traditional investments. But first, let me explain something crucial about how the economy works. Most people think of the economy as this one big monolithic entity. Either it's doing really well or it's doing really poorly. But in reality, the economy is complex and made up of many layers. The major division is between macroeconomics, big picture, national trends, and microeconomics, local or industry-specific trends, or your investment or business-specific. Macroeconomics is the big picture, stuff like 10-year treasury rate, GDP, and the Federal Reserve interest rate. These impact the economy on a national level. Microeconomics is what actually affects you directly, your state, your city, your neighborhood, and your pocket. For real estate investors, you start drilling down your microeconomy first on the state level. Is your state landlord-friendly or tenant-friendly? Is your metro a booming investment hub like DFW or slow-moving like Lubbock, Texas? Even within an MSA, Metropolitan Statistical Area, the right neighborhood can make all the difference. Missouri City, Texas isn't Pasadena, Texas. Now here's a cheat code. If your macroeconomics is dialed in, the macroeconomy doesn't have to shake your world. Yeah, recessions happen, but they don't have to happen to you. Because when you have multiple income streams, a well-balanced, diverse portfolio, and the right investments, a recession isn't a setback, it's an opportunity. And while national macroeconomic conditions may seem chaotic, visionary investors, we create our own economy. We've seen this movie before. The market dips, value drops, and assets start trading below replacement costs. And that's when you want to deploy capital. You see, investors' natural tendency is to wait for the all clear sign. We think you're better off getting in early. And that's what we are trying to do. History proves it. Great Depression? While the world was crumbling, Disney and Hewlett-Packard were born. World War II? Chaos everywhere, yet Sony and Toyota rose to dominance. 1980s crisis? Markets were shaky, but Charles Schwab, Cisco, and Blackstone took off. 2000.com bubble? While the internet crashed and burned, Google rose and Amazon reinvented itself into a global powerhouse. 2008 recession, while fear ruled, Uber, Airbnb, and WhatsApp launched. Because let's be real, we all care about the overall economy, sure. But what we really care about is our own economy. Wave at me if you know that's true. So how do you do that? Your personal economy is going to be determined by your ability to invest, give your money a career, and diversify your portfolio, and create multiple streams of income without having to clock in for a second job. That's the game. And to win that game, you've got to find asset classes that plug the gap in your wealth building strategy. Because here's the deal. Your wealth is in direct proportion to your ability to invest in the right opportunities. Your money can be either working for you or sitting on the sidelines. And while you're waiting for the right time, guess what? Your money's unemployed. Wealth isn't transferred to people who wait. It's transfer to people who recognize patterns, take action, and create their own patterns. And if you don't know how to do that, partner with someone who does. Let them do the heavy lifting so you can reap the rewards. Would you like to know what the big pattern is that we, the Kitty Sisters, recognize? I mean, once you see it, you can't unsee it. When interest rates are low, you invest in equity. Invest in multifamily, the stock market, businesses. That's how you build wealth in that cycle. When interest rates are high, you invest in debt. That's exactly why we're bullish on private credit, because banks and lenders don't just survive in every market cycle, they thrive in every market cycle. And how do we know this? Because we're literally paying them every single month. No matter what interest rates are, sky high or rock bottom, banks are always cashing in. Mortgages, business loans, credit cards, they're making money hand over fist. And guess what? Everybody's paying, whether they realize it or not. If you've ever carried a credit card balance, you already know the game. Ever wonder why banks are begging you to deposit your cash? It's not because they're doing you a favor. It's because they're flipping that money into 30% returns on unsecured loans, aka your credit card debt. And here's a real kicker. Under congressional testimony, both MasterCard and Visa admitted their profit margins are above 50%. Here's the cold, hard truth. We as depositors don't see a dime of that profit. In fact, the higher the rates go, the more they make off of us. Same dollars, but now they're raking it in with loan interest rates, modification, extension fees, and every little fee they can sneak into the fine print. But here's where we flip the script. Our goal with private credit, deliver incredible returns without incredible risk. How many of you guys love Japanese food? For me, it's all about omakase. That's chef's choice. You sit down and they hit you with 20 plus courses of bite-sized experience. Now here's the thing. Every time you go, you don't know exactly what you're going to get. And neither does a chef until that day. Why? Because the menu isn't planned weeks in advance. It's based on what's fresh, what's in season, and what's available right now. Real estate works the exact same way. You can't just stick to one rigid strategy and expect to win. You've got to adapt based on the ingredients available in the market. And let me tell you, right now, the market is serving up some of the best opportunities we've seen in years. For us, the ingredients we'd like to see are a strong debt market, investment grade and high yield spreads are tight as they've ever been, a regulatory environment that fosters deal making. Both private equity firms and strategic players can get in the game, and that's you and us. It feels like a great time to be an investor. We're on the path to real estate recovery. We called last year. It wasn't going to be a V-shaped recovery, and it hasn't been. And there was a little hiccup in Q4 when rates ticked up, but we saw that coming. Now, think about the condition for real estate recovery. Here's what we're seeing. New supply is down by 2/3 in key sectors. Borrowing spreads in real estate are half of what they were 18 months ago. With these ingredients, we're primed for exceptional growth in real estate private credit. And so what exactly is private credit? When people talk about private credit, it's all about direct lending. Lending to private equity firms, to buy businesses, lending to syndicators, etc. And let me tell you, private credit is a $1.5 trillion market. Big money. Now, we're confident that private credit is going to deliver massive returns for our investors in the next couple of years. But the real question is, can private credit hit those premium numbers? We believe it can. Why? Because we're in a prime period for credit. Another question, can private credit consistently deliver premium over liquid fixed income? And I'm telling you, the answer is yes. Why? Because of the farm-to-table model. We're able to connect investors directly to borrowers, cutting out the middleman and giving you the holistic experience that delivers higher returns to investors. Now that you see how to create your own economy through strategic investment like private credit, you're probably asking, how can I stay ahead of the curve on our future opportunities? The answer, join our Wealth Beyond Me community. We've got a massive waiting list, and trust me, you want in. If you're ready to stop being at the mercy of the economy and start creating your own, this is where you need to be. Remember this, the best time to invest isn't when everyone else is jumping in. It's when you've got the right strategy for the current market conditions.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.